The Novos.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
New FM.
Get that feel-good Friday feeling.
Oh, my God.
Meg is back.
What am I doing?
Finally,
hey,
you're back.
Hey, Crevo. Sorry for leaving you in the lurch for the last, like, 4 days.
It's been fine. You've been sick.
Oh, I've been sick. Sick is an understatement.
Crook as a dog.
Everyone's saying that this flu season's worse than COVID. You know what? You're not bloody wrong.
Well, you've had COVID.
I've had COVID. Mate, I've had COVID this year. I had bronchitis 2 weeks ago. I finally got over that. And then I get hit with influenza. What have I done?
I don't know.
Who have I annoyed? What spiritual deity have I pissed off so much?
That you end up with this trifecta.
You know what? What sickness am I going to get next?
I don't know.
Is there a sports bet app for this?
There probably should be.
You know what? I might hit up sports bet later and see if we can bet on this.
Well, I'm always up for making a dollar.
Absolutely.
You know that.
How have you been for the last couple of days?
Well, really, look, I've been fine. I'm still, like, you can still hear a bit nasal.
Yeah.
You know, but other than that,
you're channeling
good
your
as gold.
Inner Fran fine.
Yeah, exactly.
How's, big thank you to Tyler, by the way, for filling in while
I
wasn't
here.
Yeah,
she did a great job, you know, throwing in the deep end.
Yeah.
Not really done this gig before, but she did good.
Well, this is the thing. You definitely know I was sick, right? Because normally I would be at home and I'd be listening intensively, like,
Not even.
Didn't have the radio on the entire time. I listened to maybe 10 seconds of the podcast. I'm like, yeah, they're fine.
Just went back to sleep.
Went back to sleep.
Hey, that's at least you rested up. That's the main
thing.
And
we're going into a long weekend, baby.
How good.
Absolutely. Good morning, Jess.
Good morning.
And how have you been for the last couple of days? Crevo and Tyler been keeping you lots of company?
They sure have, and I haven't been sick yet, so if you could keep your sickness down there, that'd be great.
I noticed when you come in, like, there's Ken Glenn 20, there's some hand sanitizer.
It's all there at a distance.
I saw the hazmat suit hanging up in the newsroom when I walked past.
Hey, be smart.
I don't blame you. The Novos. Time for the first 5 catch up with Jess in the newsroom. What's going on?
Well, there's plenty going on. Double demerits, obviously, because we have a long weekend.
Yes.
Fantastic.
So exciting. So from now until Monday midnight, it's going to be plenty more police out on the roads. There's been so many people caught drink driving, drug driving, and speeding in the Hunter lately. So they're certainly going to be watching out for anyone doing the wrong thing.
Not to mention, keep your hands off your phones.
Exactly.
Not hard, guys.
Be cool. Just do the right thing.
Exactly.
It's 3 days.
That's right.
3 days. You know, you should be doing this every day of the year.
Of course.
But if you don't want to get stuck with those double demerits, I've always said, though, double demerits, that's fine. Double the fine.
Yeah, well. Actually. Exactly.
Because people think more about their wallets.
Yeah, I reckon you're right.
Like, if you get stuck, like, because I know holding a mobile phone, especially in, like, a school zone or something like that, it's ridiculous.
Like $9,000. I just made that up.
I think it's, like, $450 or $500. Double that to a grand. You're not going to touch your phone during long weekend.
Exactly.
Absolutely not.
What else is happening?
So the state budget gets handed down on the 21st of June, and there's little snippets that are being announced every day at the moment, and one from overnight is that women looking for work will be able to apply for a $5,000 grant to use for things like a new wardrobe, for technology, for training to help them get back into the workforce. So this is tailored off a program that the government's done in the past, and it's worked really well, particularly, you know, there's so many reasons why women can struggle to get back into the workforce, whether it's, you know, you've had a kid and you're trying to get back in, or a plethora of other reasons. So this is something that you'll be able to apply for to give you a little bit of a hand.
Now, I love this so much, especially for older women in the workforce in particular. Yeah. Like, if you haven't been in the workforce, say you're in your 50s, and all you've known your entire life is, you know, living with your partner or living with your husband or whatever, if things go wrong, a lot of the times older women have so much trouble getting back into the workforce because they don't have that support.
Exactly.
Because a lot of them have never had their own bank accounts before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because back in the 80s, I think it was, women weren't even allowed to have their own bank accounts. You had to have your either husband or dad sign for you to get a bank account.
Mm.
And now, like, it's a completely different world. They wouldn't have known this if they've only recently divorced. Having that $5,000, incredible. I love it.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Get yourself, like, some new clothes so you turn up to the interview confident.
Yeah.
You know, and that sort of thing can help you, just those little things to get you over the line.
Even the technology aspect of things, like, you know, new laptop. yeah. to be able to get yourself in to do a course.
Or a resume. Or
to do a resume. Yeah. You can sign up for a business course or something like that. Do business administration, something like that. I love this. Such a great idea.
Yeah. No, it's awesome.
That's great. What else is going on?
There's a few things going around this morning. There's a man from Birmingham Gardens who was jailed yesterday for 5 years after a people smuggling operation a couple of years ago. So apparently he and another guy drove all the way to the Northern Territory and they were allegedly going to pick up some illegal immigrants who had come in by boat, but they were caught by police when they got stranded in, like, they were trying to cross some water in the Northern Territory and got stuck. So they needed to call for help, and that's when police were like,
what are you doing?
Just going camping.
You don't go camping with a bunch of people who came here illegally. That's not normally what you do.
Not generally.
You go with your mates.
Exactly.
And you don't drive, like, if you're in Birmingham Gardens, a long way to drive.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, wouldn't you just fly to the Northern Territory? You wouldn't be driving up there, as I said, with a bunch of people that you do not know.
Exactly. The Novos.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crevo.
Oh, genius.
Yeah.
Is that what we're going? Okay, we'll go with that.
The Novos.
Because I have to listen to all the
local ads.
Weird.
105.3 UFM.
Now, Crevo, have you been to South Australia recently?
Not for... probably about 2 years ago I went.
Look, I haven't been in about 6 years. There's not really that much to do in South Australia.
Oh, I strongly disagree. I'm all about wine and food.
Okay, you're all about wine and food. I was only there for a gig, let's be honest. One of the most iconic things about South Australia... it's about to close its doors.
Oh, my God. Closed down.
Closed down for good. The last one of its kind in South Australia. I'm going to give you the details next.
The Novos.
Let's talk about this whole situation in South Australia.
Yeah, so I'm a little bit disappointed because there aren't many of these left in Newcastle, right? So we need some really sad music for this.
There's none in Newcastle.
There's none in Newcastle. We're talking about South Australia. They are losing their final Pizza Hut restaurant.
Oh, the dine-in one.
I am so disappointed for these guys. It's really disappointing.
Don't cry, Meg. Now, look, fortunately for us, you only have to drive about an hour and 20 from Newcastle to Lakehaven if you want to get the dine-in Pizza Hut experience. But now if you live in South Australia, due to a long-term development of the site that's been planned, so it's not the profitability of the restaurant, it's just that, you know, the land's worth too much money.
Yeah.
It's all closing down there. And that's the last one they've got in all of South Australia now.
So that's really disappointing. I hate it when the land value kind of dictates what's going to be on the thing. That's what happened to Wonderland.
Yeah.
In Sydney, the land value was, and they basically just let it go derelict to the point where no one wanted to go to Wonderland anymore because it was so derelict, and therefore they sold the land. And you know what the worst part is? They still haven't done anything with the land.
Yeah, it's people do that thing called land banking.
Yeah.
Because they buy land and let it sit there.
Yeah, but the Pizza Hut thing really disappoints me because there were a few in Newcastle back in the day. There used to be one at Mount Hutton.
Okay.
And there was one at Green Hills in Maitland. So just before they did the redevelopment of Green Hills a couple of years ago, they're trying to say that the redevelopment is why they had to close down. I don't know if that's actually the case. There was a lot of he said, she said
type situation, yeah.
I loved the all-you-could-eat bloody Pizza Hut.
Did you go there, like, with your mates?
No, when I was a kid. I used to go there as a kid. I only ever went there, maybe once or twice as an adult. Kind of like Sizzler. You never really went to Sizzler, but you wished it was there.
Yeah, it's sort of like a comforting 90s memory.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it was just one of those things that you did with your family, and it was so funny because my eldest sister, she loves a buffet.
Yeah.
Loves a buffet. And she used to have systems on how she would approach the all-you-could-eat Pizza Hut buffet, right? So you'd go and you'd have a couple of bits of pizza, but you'd always interject your pizza with a bowl of salad.
Right.
It would work. Between.
Right, so you could eat more pizza.
So you could eat more pizza and more pasta and whatever. Legit worked. So normally I could probably, back in the day before I had my weight loss surgery, I could probably eat maybe 4 or 5 bits of pizza.
Yeah.
This is like a system she should have marketed.
Yeah, using the Meg sister salad
exactly.
system.
Exactly. I could go 10, 11
slices of pizza
with the salad and the pasta, and then you just go and get bowls of the bloody chocolate mousse
at the end to wrap it up.
Yeah, so now, see, the thing is, there isn't much for me in Adelaide because I'm not a foodie.
Yeah, that's right.
Maybe
there's
one of
no dine-in pizza.
One of the draw cards might have been going to the all-you-could-eat Pizza Hut and it's going.
Well, like I said, you'll have to make a road trip to the illustrious town of Lake Haven on the Central Coast.
The Novos.
Oh, my God. We've got a situation that's exactly like Charlie in the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah?
So, there's this... Over in the States, an M&M Mars factory where they're making all that stuff. Two people fell into the tank of chocolate and they couldn't get out.
Are they okay?
Yeah, they're okay.
Oh, good. First of all, checking on their well-being.
Yeah, before we laugh about it.
Yeah.
It was a huge, big tank of chocolate. I think they worked there and they had to send in rescuers who had to... And this is awesome. Swim through waist-high chocolate in order to get the two people that had fallen into the tank out.
Oh, my God. So, okay, let me just put this out there. Did they have to throw lifesavers
into the chocolate? It's a good possibility. So, obviously, they got there. There were all these firefighters rocked up. You imagine them all in their uniform. Do they jump into the tank in uniform?
Oh, mate.
Do you strip down like you're having a swim? What do you do?
You're jumping in, you're licking your lips, you're licking your fingers. Oh, my God.
Well, there's been two people in there for a while. Do you worry about it? Like a swimming pool? Like, what's the situation?
Didn't Charlie in the Chocolate Factory, didn't he say that if you did put your hands in it, it would contaminate the chocolate?
That's what I'm saying. Surely they have to chuck it all out.
Oh, that's such a waste of chocolate.
I know, but there's nothing you can do about it. Obviously, you have to throw it
away. I'd take a couple of buckets in.
And take them home.
I'd take a couple. You know what? Someone swam in it. It's still good.
Mars chocolate is good chocolate.
Can you imagine just swimming in a giant vat of Mars bar?
Well, that's what they were doing. I don't think they were swimming on purpose. I think they were like workers at the factory.
No, there was someone going, imagine if we jumped into the chocolate vat.
3, 2, 1.
3, 2, 1. We'll say we fell.
Yeah.
And then if anything happens, we'll claim it on workers' comp.
Exactly. Oh, well, luckily they've been rescued. They're okay. But a scary time to drown in chocolate. It's not my dream, that's for sure.
Hey, why'd you get fired? Jumped in a vat of chocolate?
good on your resume,
Well, I was going to say, like, obviously you wouldn't admit that to your next employer.
You're not
especially
work,
if you're going to work for Cadbury.
You're not going to work in health, like in food services again, are you?
You know what? Depending on if you can lie well enough.
Maybe you'll get out
of
it.
That's such a dream, though. Everyone said, I'd love to bathe in chocolate or to bathe in wine or something like that. These guys, they lived the dream. They lived to tell the tale.
That's true.
Very jealous.
Survived.
Absolutely. Thank you, Crevo. That's just given me life goals.
If I see an application form for you to work at Mars,
I'll take Cadbury. I know what
your plans are.
Actually, you know what? Look, I'm gonna put it on a level. We're going Linked, then Cadbury, then Mars.
That's the three companies you're going to apply
absolutely.
For.
Absolutely. If you're going to give me friggin' shitty Easter chocolate, absolutely not.
The Novos. The Novos.
The Novos.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
Feel good Friday.
Oh, it's good to be here, Meg.
Yes, very
Meg
happy.
Meg is here too.
Reluctantly here, I'm not going to lie. I'm still
after
really
quite
sick.
Some time,
yeah.
But you're a lot better than you were.
Oh, you know what? I can breathe.
That's a good thing.
My
always
temperature
handy.
Is not at 39.5 anymore, which is quite
also
nice.
Also good.
That was ridiculous. You know how weird that was? Monday night, right? Mm. About 1 o'clock in the morning. Because I checked. So I went to bed at 9 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
The last time I checked my phone was about 1 a.m. And I'm like, this is ridiculous. 4 hours sitting there, lying there, just not being able to sleep. Got up, 39.5. It was freezing on Monday night, right?
Yeah.
I didn't even have a blanket on.
Wow.
It was just that warm.
That's just the full effects of the flu
exactly.
right there, isn't it?
And Jackson's here too. Hey, Jackson.
Good morning.
Now, we had this conversation before.
Mm.
What is with this bubble tea obsession you both have?
Oh, my God. I love bubble tea.
I've never had it.
Well, you need to get on board. The reason I love it so much too is I think like it's because I can't stand ordering those shit drinks from Boost Juice. Like, I just don't want to say them. So, I've become a bubble tea fanatic.
I've told you the workaround. You get the app.
Yeah, but...
I go, app order for Jackson. concerned. They won't tell you what it is.
Do you know what really shocks me when I said how much I love bubble tea?
Yeah.
How much Crevo lit up?
Mate.
Oh, my God.
It was like Christmas tree on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, I'm a mad fan.
I've never seen Crevo react to something that I find fascinating. Like, normally it's way out of the realm. And he's like, oh, okay, what's that? Yeah, cool. But bubble tea, he was like, yeah, mate, this is the one.
Imagine to opening night at Hunter Valley Gardens for the Christmas Light Spectacular. That's what Crevo's face looked like when he was talking
about it. I love it. I'm a fan. I probably get it once a month, to be honest. But I'm a big fan. For me, it's Gongcha all the way.
Okay.
There's different chains of them. Believe it or not, they're different. Anyway, I'm really into it. It's a thing.
Well, it's like ice cream, like Baskin and Robbins, Cold Rock, same thing, right?
I disagree. Anyway, they're like similar. They're the same type of restaurant, but they're different.
Different, of course. Hey, Laz is up next, Crevo.
That's right. Ultimate Battle of the Sexes and a $50 Gamblin' Brown voucher is up for grabs. Gamblin' Brown, great place to get yourself some breakfast, nice coffees to start the day. 13:10:09, we need one guy and one girl. So, the lasses have moved forward a bit. They're on 43 at the moment. The lads on 46, still killing it. So, we need a guy and a girl to play a couple of questions. You can win yourself breakfast.
Be the winner going into a long weekend as well. How good. All right. One guy, one girl right now for lads versus lasses. 13:10:09. We're doing it.
The Novos.
Lads versus lasses.
And I'm just happy that a guy is ready to go because that means...
saving the day.
The lasses, right? The lasses might just miss out totally.
That's not what I want to hear. So
and the
we
guys
need
win
a
by default.
We need a lass then on 13:10:09. Come on, girls.
All right.
We need a win. We're behind. We're 43 versus 46. What are you doing?
Ah, that's all right. The good tradies have come through. It's Aaron from Booragul. You ready to go?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, you are. All right. We'll get straight into your questions. And then if no girls call, you win instantly. How good's that?
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, all right. Here we go. Question number one for you. Which actress played Bridget Jones in the Bridget Jones movie trilogy?
I can't think of a name.
You can see her face, can't you?
Yeah, I can.
No good, man. You got it. It's Renee Zellweger. All right, number two. Nude by Nature is a brand of what?
Makeup.
Sure is. One on the board. Well done, man. Okay, number three. This one's multiple choice. What does the brand Dashing Diva make? Is it A, shampoo, B, wearable glitter, or C, false nails?
B.
Oh, no, it's false nails. See, unfortunately. One on the board, though. Not too bad, my man. Well done. Hold on the line.
We're going to go to Ingrid in Lochinvar, government worker, working all long weekend. Says she's here to wipe the floor with Aaron. That's what I want to hear, Ingrid.
Hello.
Hey, Ingrid.
Hello.
Hey, there you are. Hey, how you going?
Good, thanks.
Good. We're ready to wipe the floor. I like this. You need two for an instant win today. All right, question one. Which car company makes the Silverado Ute?
I don't know.
Any guesses?
What was it again?
The Silverado.
Silverado.
I'm going to have to buzz out. Chevrolet. All right, this one's multiple choice. Which season is it better to top dress your lawn in? Is it A, late spring, B, late winter, or C, autumn?
Autumn.
No, late spring. All right, we need this to stay in the game. Let's do this, Ingrid. Which sport is Shane Van Gisbergen famous for?
I have no idea.
Take a stab.
Cricket.
Nah. Sorry, Ingrid.
Not much floor wiping happening today, which means your man Aaron from Borgle's a winner. You beauty. Well done, man. Congratulations. He's a big winner.
Well
Aaron,
done, Aaron.
Of course.
Congratulations, mate.
Yeah, thanks very much.
You're very welcome.
For Gamblin' Brown coming your way. How good. What a way to go into a long weekend.
I know.
Winner.
Already starting a good
47-43. That's disappointing, but
not for me.
You know, Ingrid gave it a best shot. I'm proud of her.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Hey, up next, this woman, she's gone on to TikTok for the most bizarre reason. I go to TikTok to basically kill time.
Yeah.
Her? Absolutely opposite of what I do.
Okay.
Absolutely. I'll give you all the details next. It's incredible. We'll do it next. On to the world of TikTok right now. Now, TikTok is not just for dancing anymore. Dancing videos and pet videos. I know. There is a guy who has fathered 47 children on TikTok.
What do you mean?
This blows my mind. So basically, he's just giving people a vial of his sperm for $900. $900.
I think that's pretty cheap.
That's actually quite cheap.
I don't really know how much it costs, but I imagine normally, because this can't be in Australia, yeah?
Yeah, this is overseas in California. So okay. This woman, her and her girlfriend, they met through a dating app in 2015. So obviously she loves the online shopping.
Mm.
Shopped online for a girlfriend and then going on TikTok to buy herself some sperm. But she spent $9,000 on artificial insemination beforehand.
Yeah.
And it hadn't worked.
Yeah, right.
And then she's got this $900 vial from old mate on TikTok who's already got 47 kids elsewhere. Boom, baby.
Wow. I guess just some men are just extra virile. Like they can almost walk near somebody and they get pregnant.
Yes.
Just a bit. I mean, obviously, that's not how it works.
That's not how it works. But some people, you look at them and go, that's probably how it works.
Some guys, they just seem to have so many kids. They just keep popping them out.
Well, this guy, he's literally like, he's got a shirt, right? And it just says sperm donor.
Wow.
And then his Instagram handle. I'm not going to give his Instagram handle out because that's just a bit weird. But look, he's making people's dreams come true. Like,
people
who do want to have kids, and it's very hard, like, especially if you're like a single lady and you want to have a baby.
Yeah.
And, you know, what is it? Don't buy the cow when you can get the milk for $900? Like, there you
cheaper.
Go. Obviously, he's got a good track record. If there's 47 kids out there, you know, spurting
really.
His resemblance.
Wow. That's really amazing.
I don't know if I could go that far. Like, I don't want kids or anything like that, but I don't know if I could resort to a guy from TikTok.
And paying him $900.
Like,
some guys, though, I think are really into it.
Yeah.
You know, they
just love spreading their seed.
They love the idea of so many of those little kids out there.
That creeps me out to a degree, though, because, like, there's apparently he's given his sperm to a lot of different people.
Yeah.
Right? He's from California. Imagine how many kids are in California.
No, there's so many of them probably belonging to him now, you know, so.
And they'd all be roughly around the same age. What if they meet?
Well, that's a possibility. I think there's enough that they'd be able to stay separate.
I've seen episodes of Law and Order SVU where people haven't known. And then they've gone and they've met someone and they haven't been told that they're adopted. And then they meet this person and...
There you go. You've suddenly got brothers and sisters.
Mingling. And
who shouldn't be?
You know what? You know, each to their own. But 47, I reckon he's aiming for 50.
He's the next Genghis Khan.
But 47, though, I'm just trying to think, how much is that money-wise? That's really, like,
it's about
42
40,
grand.
Yeah,
40 grand.
40,000, roughly.
Oh, you do, you do. The Novos.
They're local as
dustbin collector from the 1800s.
And on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
Come to collect your rubbish.
You're waking up with the Novos. Meg and Crevo. Only on Newcastle's new FM.
Oh my god, footage out yesterday of this, like, suspension bridge, but just for pedestrians.
Yeah.
These people are walking on it because they just opened it up. Brand new bridge.
Oh, so it's not like vintage.
No. This is brand new. They just set it up, big, you know, ribbon cutting and all that. As the people, there's probably like 100 or so people on it.
Yeah.
As they got to the end of the first ceremonial walking across of the bridge, half of it starts collapsing.
Oh, that's some shoddy workmanship.
All starts falling down. Luckily, like, the worst injury was a broken leg, because the part that they were walking on, the half that broke, was not high up.
Oh, good.
So the really high bit was fine, but it just collapsed out from under them, and everyone suddenly fell down. Very, very... Like, just absolutely very scary, right?
Like, just think of the song London Bridge.
Well, I guess so.
Yeah.
What I thought we could do here on 131009, stories of when things have collapsed around you, near you, or under you, etc. Could be a wall, stuff on a work site.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you're doing some work on a house and part of it's come down. Tents, anything. Collapsing stories.
Collapsing stories. I love
this. Is what we're after. Are the best calls this morning, $50 fuel cards up for grabs.
Oh, good. Amazing. All right. Your collapsing stories. We'll take them next.
The Novos.
We're talking your collapsing stories. It's going down,
yelling timber. Yeah, that's right. Dramatic footage out yesterday of this pedestrian bridge, a suspension-type bridge. Half of it just collapsed. About 30 people fell straight down. Like, it was very dramatic and fast.
Yeah.
And luckily, the only injury was a broken leg. Because the bit that collapsed, fortunately, was the bit that was sort of not over the really, really deep canyon.
A pretty minor injury for a bridge collapse.
Well, yeah. Like I said, the bit was sort of near the end of the bridge.
Yeah.
So they were able to just, like, jump down kind of thing.
Yeah.
The major part, which was the other section of the bridge, if that collapsed, they'd be all dead because it was so deep.
Oh, absolutely.
Like a big canyon. Collapsing stories is what we're after here. And I've just remembered a story. My dad was working on this building site once, and this couple were, they essentially wanted to build a new house.
Yeah.
But what they were doing was just leaving the four walls on the outside so that they could get away with just like a renovation permit.
Okay.
And my dad rocked up to this building site and he went, they're just not, the walls aren't really secured properly. Like, he just looked at it and was worried, and he goes, you know what? I'm just going to, you guys have to get like a structural engineer in here because I'm concerned. There was a big storm that weekend and they all fell down.
Oh.
So they ended up having to get a whole permit to build a new, brand new house. When they were, look, they were trying to get away with
it. They were trying to do a dodgy.
Yeah. Luckily, my dad didn't start working on it.
Thank goodness. Otherwise, he might have got injured.
I know.
Let's get the phones. Karen in Toronto. Hey, Karen.
Hi, how are you?
Doing really well. Your collapsing story, hit us with it.
Yeah, we were asleep in the middle of the night about 18 months ago. The family was asleep and all of a sudden there was just this massive crash. And we woke up startled and didn't know what to do. And we walked out thinking that something might have come through the lounge room window or a brick or something. And the whole lounge room ceiling had collapsed.
What?
Oh, my God.
How did that happen?
Well, obviously, we were in a rental, and obviously, the whoever plastered the ceiling didn't put screws in, and it had been years and years old, and they'd put, back in the 70s, they used to put, like, an egg carton kind of insulation in.
Yeah.
Yeah, the dodges.
Made it, yeah. So it made it really heavy and it all fell down. The TV was broken, the furniture was covered, and it was just lucky that, like, my partner and my son had been watching TV and had a mattress in the lounge room, and they decided to go to bed and not stay in the lounge room.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Geez, so did you get some sort of, like, money or something, or insurance coverage or anything?
My insurance covered the furniture.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that's good.
It was coming into winter and they still hadn't fixed the ceiling. Oh. We were living with black plastic. As
no
the
insulation.
Ceiling, so.
Oh, you poor bugger, Karen.
So we moved out.
Oh, absolutely. Wow, that's incredible.
Just lucky they'd gone to bed.
Absolutely. Could you imagine, though, like, cause if it was, like, school holidays or something like that and the kids had stayed up a bit later?
Yeah, you watch movies, sleep in the lounge room. It's a classic, school holiday thing.
That's incredible. Thank you, Karen. Hey, what's the goss with producer Jackson up next?
I've got Britney Spears' wedding details and big relationship news from Rebel Wilson.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Interesting. All right, we'll get into that next.
The Novos.
The Novos.
If I don't say the right things, I might get killed.
The Novos.
Keep my wife's name.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
What's the goss?
I love reality TV.
Oh, producer Jackson, Britney news, hit us.
Yeah, so apparently her and Sam Asghari are getting married today.
Exciting!
And there's only one person from her family going to the wedding. So apparently they're doing their final details, but everyone's like, oh, God, they're getting married, because they put up a photo of them in a Rolls Royce and they had wedding-themed champagne glasses.
Oh, okay.
Whether that's a dead giveaway to today's wedding date or not, not sure. I'll tell you next Tuesday when we're back.
So who's the wedding guest?
So TMZ's reporting that it's going to be her brother, Brian, who I've never, ever heard of before.
Never heard of my life.
Who is Brian Spears? But yeah, apparently she gets along with her brother, but definitely no father, mother, or sister Jamie Lynn.
They will never be allowed back into her life, I don't think.
Are you saying Jamie Lynn's not going to perform at the wedding?
Yeah, Britney covers.
Performing Britney's greatest hits?
That's what she's rolling out right now. No, of course, after
bad
the conservatorship battle.
Toxic?
Yeah. How horrible. Could you imagine if they shut up? They would be the family, though, that shows up and gate crashes their daughter's wedding.
Oh, absolutely.
They're still working out who's going to walk Brittany down the aisle, of course, because she does not speak to her father.
She got a pet she can walk down the aisle or something?
Potentially. I don't even think Britney Spears would walk down the aisle. She's just going to spin.
She's going to spin and
the whole way, yeah.
And just,
absolutely.
Know.
Get very dizzy by the end of it and not remember where she is.
Well, why
have you forgotten to wear a wedding dress? Like every one of your Instagram posts recently.
Because my wedding is sponsored by OnlyFans. look, we'll see after the weekend if this is true. It could be just speculation. You know, that happens a lot. And what's the goss?
Yeah. That's so true.
Yeah, we'll find out more.
We will. Speaking about relationships, people being all loved up. I mean, I'm gonna tell you something pretty crazy. And I'm excited for Rebel Wilson, right?
Yeah.
Just announced on Instagram that she has... I'll let her say.
Let's be honest.
She's got a girlfriend.
Really?
She said, I thought I was searching for a Disney prince, but maybe what I really needed all this time was a Disney princess. A photo of her and
a woman
by the name of Ramona Agruma, who I've never heard of before.
Let's
but
have a squeeze
they
at
look
Ramona.
Very, very loved up. Of course, in May, she did tease that she's happily in a relationship but didn't reveal the identity of her partner. So that's very exciting for Rebel Wilson.
I'm excited for her, but at the same time, I can't help but feel she hasn't been in the news enough lately.
Do you reckon this could be a publicity thing?
Yeah, I feel really bad, but like possibly.
I don't know. It blindsided me as well when I seen it. I was like, what? Wow, but you know what?
I'm just cynical though. That's probably what it is.
Something about Rebel Wilson lately, you know, she went to Hollywood. She was so fun when she was like the Australian starlet. Now she kind of just had the life sucked out of her and
started doing vitamin
shilling.
She's
a little bit robotic.
Yeah.
I've just had a look at this Ramona Agruma.
Mm.
Her and Rebel look quite similar.
Quite alike, right? Yeah, yeah, both blonde and, you know.
The face is, like, really similar.
The photo that they posted as well kind of looks like Rebel with a fan.
Oh, my God, they look identical.
People that date people that look like them.
Narcissistic. Absolutely.
But yeah, I'm happy for her. Good on her. Are Maybe it'll bring back some of that life that she
Maybe.
Lost.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, she's been a bit, like you said, a bit boring recently.
Yeah.
So, hey, maybe this will bring you some happiness.
Maybe.
Get her back in business.
Maybe. Well, thank you very much, Jackson.
And weather.
Feeling chilly, warm up with cool right, partly cloudy today, tops of 18. The surf conditions hazardous right along the coast and much the same all weekend, including the bad surf. Right now it's 9 in Newcastle, the same in Maitland. And register now for New FM's Don't Miss the Boat, and you and a friend could be off on a comedy cruise for two on board the Pacific Adventure. Get all the details at newfm.com.au.
The Novos.
With Megan Crevo.
New FM.
Feel good Friday.
I don't know about you, but I feel good.
Oh, yeah, and don't miss the boat. It's happening right now.
How good.
We're going to call out three names in just a moment. And then if you're one of them or you know one of them, make sure you call up 131009 because you don't want to miss it.
Only call up if you are that person.
Oh, that's right.
Just because you know the person doesn't mean you can call on their behalf.
You need to get them
to call through. That's the rule.
And if you think we're going to like let just anyone on like after the 10 minutes and 53 seconds is up, you're severely mistaken. I'm very harsh
with
the
cutoff time.
Okay,
you've been very harsh. How about me here? I could be a bit more lenient.
Nah,
maybe
probably
if
not.
You call at 11 minutes 02, I might.
Nah.
No?
No. I've got the stopwatch ready. That's
He's
it.
He's ready to go.
Yeah, okay. Once it's done,
well,
it's done.
Let's call the first name out then, hey?
Okay, let's do it.
All right. Christy Lee Mason from Rankin Park.
Next is Nicola Kelly from Bar Beach.
And Sarah Hannah from North Lambton. If you know either of these people, or that is you, 131009, you don't want to miss the boat, my friend.
Nope. The stopwatch has started. You're 6 seconds in, seconds in.
Don't keep doing that. If you are one of those people, make sure you call 131009 to get into the draw to win a comedy cruise for two aboard the P&O Pacific Explorer.
Take the Novos.
For the Hello World Travel Holiday and Cruise Expo, back for one day only, Sunday, June 19, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at NEX West City, Newcastle.
NewcastleTravelExpo.com.au for details.
This is 105.3 New FM's. Don't miss the boat.
Miss the boat. So far, zero of the three have gotten on the boat.
No, there's still how much longer, though, Crevo?
So there's about 3 minutes left.
3 minutes left. So do we want to call them out again, just in case?
Okay, fair
enough.
All
right, okay. So we're looking for Christy Lee Mason in Rankin Park, Nicola Kelly in Bar Beach, and Sarah Hannah from North Lambton. You've got like 3 minutes left.
Yeah, exactly 3 minutes.
Exactly 3 minutes. 131009. If you know them, send them a Facebook message. Call them. Wake them up.
Yeah.
If they're sleeping in for a Friday. Because so far,
they're all just, out. They get, and there's no second chances in this competition.
No, absolutely
once
not.
Once you're out, you're out.
Once you're out, you're out.
Exactly.
You've got 3 minutes to call through. Hey, up next, though, the Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese. I was about to say Scott Morrison.
Not anymore.
You know how, like, when you change, like, what changes to a new year?
Yeah.
Right, 2020 something else in, like, for the first 6 months? Probably going to be saying Scott Morrison for a while. Albo, he's tackling a very important issue in Australia right now. I know there's plenty of important issues for him to tackle, but this one in particular needs to be addressed.
Excellent.
Going to give you all the details.
I can't wait
on
to
the
hear
other
about
side
this.
Of this.
The Novos.
I'm so happy. Something I'm not happy about, though, at the moment is you might have heard about the lettuce shortage right across the country.
Oh, it's crazy. I mean, they're selling them for $12, $13, $14 for one head of iceberg.
I went on to the Woolies app before to try and do a click and collect. You can't actually order lettuce right now.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. And I've just thought, you know what? I don't really care. I don't eat that much lettuce, or I can eat something else instead.
But then when you really want, like, lettuce, if you want, like, an egg and lettuce sandwich or something like that, you need good iceberg lettuce for that. Albo, he's stepping in because he's not happy.
I like that he's made this a priority of all the things.
He's gone and done an interview yesterday, and he said the hardcore fans of KFC, he's very disappointed because what they're doing, you might have heard about this, they are substituting the lettuce in their burgers now, or like a half and half mix of lettuce and cabbage.
Which is, of course, ridiculous.
Which is actually ridiculous, but he says this is a crisis. Not the fuel shortage, not the electricity prices going up. The lettuce at KFC is a crisis. My son loves KFC. When he heard about it, he's going to be devastated.
Hey, who knew Albo's son was such a big KFC fiend?
And he's like, cabbage isn't the same as lettuce. This is just wrong.
You know what? I actually agree with that. You can't have the cabbage on there. It's absurd.
You know what,
it
though?
It tastes totally different.
And I know it does taste totally different, but you know what? I would actually be keen to try it.
I
know this sounds weird, but over the weekend, I had Japanese chicken for the first time.
Oh, yes.
Like Japanese fried chicken. And it came with, like, a cabbage slaw.
Yeah,
and it tasted really good.
Coleslaw is different. If they're making it coleslaw, that's fine. But if they're just chopping up cabbage on there, you're going to taste the cabbage too much.
But this wasn't slaw. This was just chopped up cabbage that it's served with.
Nah, no good.
But Albo, he said it's not good enough at the moment. So he's going into bat to try and get either more lettuce or the price is down.
Hey,
the prices for lettuce are too damn high.
If he's sorting this problem out, there's a lot of KFC fans out there who will be very happy.
But one of the photos here, yeah, $11.99 for a head of iceberg lettuce.
It's just absurd, but that's just the world we're living in at the moment.
I don't really feel sorry for KFC as much as I do for the people at Subway.
Oh, yeah.
Because Subway probably lean on lettuce a lot more than what
most places do.
All your salad shops, like your sumo salads, all that kind of stuff, they'd be struggling right
in
now.
In real trouble. You have to have a lot of those bean salads that no one ever buys.
Exactly, that I've never looked twice at.
Of course.
But you know what? Albo's son loves his KFC, so hopefully we'll...
It'll get solved.
We'll see a solution in the meet, in no time.
The Prime Minister's onto it.
Absolutely.
The Novos.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crevo.
Oh, genius?
Yeah.
Is that what we're going? Okay, we'll go with that.
The Novos.
Because I have to listen to all the
local ads.
Weird.
105.3 UFM.
So, the last few days, Tyler has been filling in here on the show while Meg Givinoff crook. And off the air, she was telling me this story about how her and her partner have recently bought, like, a camper van.
Yeah.
So, it's a nice, like, Volkswagen one, all kitted out with the bed and everything, ready to go. Looked great.
Yeah.
Was a little bit cheaper than the other ones on the market. And they thought, oh, we've got ourselves a deal. It was like $2,000 less than the other ones.
When a car's cheaper than the rest on the market, you have to wonder why.
Well, this is the thing. It looked fantastic. Everything was right. Anyway, they got it. Within the first few months, they've had to spend $5,000 on repairs. Just on repairs.
Brutal. You could have just spent the extra $2,000 and got one of the better ones.
Well, that's the thing.
Hindsight's a beautiful thing.
I know. They've bought themselves a bit of a lemon.
Yeah.
So this is what I want to do next. 13:10:09, your lemon car stories. The ones, like, the absolute clunkers you buy, or it seemed like a good deal and then they break down time after time. You never forget these cars.
No.
13:10:09, if you've got a great story about a lemon car you've owned through your life, the best story on air today in the draw for $50 fuel cards that we have up for grabs.
Just everyone to go inside them. That lemon of a car.
The Novos.
Tyler, who was filling in for Meg, spent $5,000 on her new van, camper van, just in repairs in the first 3 months.
That's ridiculous.
An absolute lemon of a buy for a car. I remember when my first car I bought was an absolute lemon. It was a Holden, like Astra or something like that.
Yeah.
Like a real cheapy. And the first thing that went was, like, the aircon, then the radiator, then, like, something with the suspension. It was thousands of dollars. Jeez. In the first year just in repairs.
How much did you spend on it when
the
you first bought it?
The car was $3,000-$4,000.
Yeah. You know? Touch wood, never had a lemon car.
Really?
I've had all used cars. My first car.
Yeah.
I think the first car that I bought was the most expensive one, and it was, like, $3,000. That's the most I've ever spent on a car.
Yeah.
My current car cost me $650.
You can't beat the
bought
price.
That 6 years ago and it's still going. Touch wood on that. Let's go to Heidi. Hey, Heidi.
Good morning. How
are
you?
Hey, doing really well. What was your lemon of a car?
It was a RAV4 and I was moving over from New Zealand and I needed a car when I got here.
Yeah.
So now ex-husband, idiot, bought me a RAV4.
Yeah.
Well, he test drove it, but the guy drove it, like, in Melbourne. And then they never got out of fourth gear, so he meets me at the airport, and it was a manual. And I had a baby, two dogs, and luggage, like, everything. And we were driving from Melbourne to Yarrawonga, which is, like, a four-hour drive on a very straight road.
Yeah.
And I had to hold it in fifth gear the whole way.
Oh, my God!
It didn't have a fifth gear.
So it kept popping out, did it?
Kept popping out.
Oh.
And I had a screaming child, two dogs on a road that I couldn't tell if it was up or down because I was so tired, and we had to stop at Shepparton. I was like, you bought me a fucking lemon car. Excuse my French. Seriously. Who doesn't put it into fifth gear? Oh,
no.
My God.
So, can I ask, did it really, like, just screw the gearbox on it completely?
No, well, the gearbox, like, apparently
it was already screwed by the sound
issue.
Of it.
We just got screwed, but anywho. No, it didn't have a fifth gear prop. It was like a known fold. We took it to the mechanics and he was like, how much did you pay for this car? So, we had it for about another year and it dripped oil and then managed to flick it off to some poor other cell. But we spent probably $3,000 getting this stupid gear on it and we only paid like $4,000. What do? You've moved country and you've got
you need a
really
car.
Car.
You've got a kid.
You need
like,
a car.
Yeah.
Oh. I had two dogs. They're great. You know.
Oh, Heidi. Oh, hopefully, you had a lot more luck with another car. Oh, my goodness.
Future cars after
$3,000 in a year. Not as bad as Tyler's $5,000, but. No. Oh, the poor bugger.
Proportionate to
I couldn't imagine that driving from Melbourne, though, 4 hours stuck in one gear.
Oh, terrible.
Oh, the poor bugger.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? She's got a better car now, hopefully.
Buyer beware.
Buyer beware, absolutely. Birthday Lotto up next, Crevo.
That's right. $250. We've given it away twice this week.
Obviously the unlucky person here because it never happens when I'm here.
Well, you never know, Meg. Why not three times a charm?
You know what? Our boss will love this. He loves writing checks.
He does. I've just spun the wheel. July is the lucky month right now. 13-10-09 if that's you.
The Novos.
Try not to look, but the guy in finance has gone crazy. With only Novocastrian winners.
Are you serious? You cannot be serious.
It's your chance at a stack of cash. Megan Quillos.
Thank you so much.
Birthday Lotto.
You just made my day.
I still can't get over the fact this went off twice while I wasn't here. I'm really disappointed. Like, I know I can't scream or anything at the moment because my throat is still so ridiculously sore. But I would have liked to do the winner's scream.
Don't be sad, Meg. People have won money.
People have won money. Someone would have walked away with like $900.
$950. And then $275.
Oh.
And now we're back at $250.
Fingers crossed.
Little baby jackpot ready to go. Well, look at that little cutie.
Hopefully for Elizabeth, yeah?
Yeah, Elizabeth in Duns Creek works at a supermarket and is there all weekend, says she'll be selfish with the cash and spend it on herself. I love that. Hey, Elizabeth, how you doing?
Good morning, Novos. I'm good and cold. How are you?
Oh, freezing. Oh,
everyone's cold at the moment.
It is 9 degrees in Belmont right now. Ooh. So I can imagine how it is in Duns Creek. It's probably a little bit colder.
It's 8 degrees, actually.
Oh, you poor bugger. Very chilly.
Very exact.
Well, that's inside the house. I can imagine what outside is.
Oh, I can imagine. Well, hopefully we can warm you up with some money. Let's spin these birthday balls for you, Elizabeth.
Good luck. You should buy yourself a heater, maybe.
Maybe. Spend it on yourself. Are you spending it on yourself?
No, a pair of boots.
I like that.
Ugg boots.
Splurge.
Nice.
All right, Elizabeth, were you born on the 2nd of July?
No, the 5th of July.
Oh, very close. Sorry, Elizabeth.
We weren't far off.
Oh, well, that means $250 up for grabs before 9 o'clock this morning. Best of luck.
Yeah, we've got another chance to give it away still. Before a long weekend, let's make it three for three.
Let's do it. 7:59.
The Novos.
Damn.
The Novos.
The Novos.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
New FM.
Get that feel-good Friday feeling.
Yeah, this is quite a story from yesterday. Basically, down in Sydney, this car accident happened. It wasn't, like, too major, but the way the car spun out and two of them crashed, it closed three lanes of the Harbour Bridge.
Oh!
Which just...
What time was this, does it say?
Like, it was... Of course it was close to peak hour. Ah. Which just causes absolute chaos, right? This is what I want to do as on the show. 13-10-09, have you been the reason for a major traffic delay?
Okay.
Now, obviously, keep the stories light and bright if we can.
Yeah.
But 13-10-09, have you been the reason for a major traffic delay? Was it your car? Were you involved in the accident? Or
did you break down and you're just in the middle of, like, peak hour traffic when there's one lane?
$50 fuel cards up for grabs for the best stories this morning.
How good.
Which is what everyone wants. Everyone wants the fuel at the moment. So if you've got a story when you or maybe your friend or something, someone you know, caused a major traffic delay, 13-10-09, call the show now. We'd love to hear your stories up next.
All right, we'll take your calls next on 13-10-09.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Did you cause traffic chaos yourself after one guy did, causing 2 hours of delays? It makes you feel pretty uncomfortable, that's for sure. Let's get into the calls, though.
Yeah, let's go to Trent in Aberglasen. Hey, Trent.
How are you, Nova?
Oh, we're doing really well.
Man.
Did you cause a massive traffic delay, Trent?
Yeah, about 8-9 years ago, I was out at Mudgee in a truck and trailer, and I put a shipping container on the truck and trailer and checked everything before I left after I loaded and got as far as Casillas and started coming down the hill and looked in the mirror and seen the trailer wobbling, and I remember my old man said, if you ever get in a whip, never hit the brakes because it makes it worse. Just back off and ride it, and next minute the trailer tipped over with the shipping container on it and ended up on the middle white line, and I had to sit there for 3 hours and wait for the boss to come out with another truck and pull the trailer over, and while I was waiting, the highway patrol turned up and I've popped out of the truck and went over and spoke to him and leant up against the front of it and burnt the back of me leg on his wheel. Oh. He'd taken just over half an hour to come from Scone to where it happened, and yeah, so I had to sit in the truck for 3 hours and wait for the boss.
With your burnt legs and everything, Trent.
Oh, you poor my bugger. God. The life of a goodness. Truck driver. Full on, hey.
Yeah, let's go to Kylie. Hey, Kylie.
Hey.
Hey, did you cause a massive traffic delay?
I did. It was probably about in my, I'm back maybe 12 years in my early 20s.
Yeah.
Me and a few mates were in my RAV4 heading to a rave called Transmission. It was Aloha.
Yeah.
So we had the glow sticks all in the car. Partying hard, happy, and I just didn't see all of the cars heading into Sydney slam their brakes on. It was wet. If I had have swerved to the right, I would have hit oncoming cars. If I had have swerved to the left, I would have hit parked cars. So I just had to slam on my brakes, and I slid, and I hit a car in front of me, which was a Pulsar, which then hit a car in front of it. So I sandwiched the Pulsar.
Oh.
I had to get out, and I was in these lime green fluffy leg warmers.
On the highway.
Kylie.
On the highway. And the bloke in the Pulsar was fuming. He told me that I had just hit the fastest Pulsar in New South Wales.
Oh, sure you had. Sure
That's
you
exactly
had.
That's exactly my thoughts. So I was ruined because I thought, I need to get to this rave. I can't miss out on it.
No.
My car was the only
car
that was able to be driven away.
Oh, my God. So the funny thing is, did the police come or anything?
They did. We had to move the cars because it was holding up way too much traffic. It was only a two-car lane heading into Sydney.
Oh.
So it was probably a good hour and a half.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it
what
was...
What a disaster. That's just shocking.
It was shocking. But
and you're dressed up in lime green everything with glow sticks. Oh, my God. Kylie.
What a story.
That's amazing.
Kez is up next in East Maitland. How are you doing?
Oh, good, thank you. How are you?
Very well. Traffic disasters, what did you cause?
It wasn't me. It was my daughter. She had my Kia Carnival, so a very large car. She was driving through the middle of Cardiff, stopped at the traffic lights just near Cardiff Toyota and Local Mobility, and well, the car wouldn't go after she stopped. Aww. So she was stuck there for, I don't know, a good half hour. Cardiff Toyota mechanics, I think, saw her. They came running out. They pushed her off the road up onto the pavement, and my car was sitting outside on the pavement in front of Local Mobility for a good couple of hours before the tow truck turned up.
Oh, no. Of course that would cause chaos because it's so busy on that road.
It really is. That's only the first traffic hazard she's caused. The second one, I just remembered during the call, was there was a massive storm a couple of years ago, and she broke down in between Charlestown and where you turn off to go down to Cardiff, so the little hill that goes up.
Yeah.
Anyway, she'd just gone through there, lost the clutch, and well, there was massive accidents over near Taro. So for 2.5 hours, she had to sit there with her hazards on before the police could come and direct traffic.
Oh my God, geez. The poor bugger, Kez.
She's had a lot of unlucky
times. She's had
a
rough time in the car for sure. Thanks for those calls, incredible. What's the goss up next with producer Jackson?
Yes, I'm going to tell you what J-Lo really thought about performing with Shakira at the Super Bowl. Also, too, yesterday, Meg, you missed this. I spoke about Nick Cannon and he's many, many children.
Yeah.
He's now joked about it with Ryan Reynolds. Actually quite funny, and I'm going to play the audio.
The Novos.
If I don't say the right things, I might get killed.
The Novos.
Keep my wife's name.
With Megan Crevo.
What's the goss?
I love reality TV.
So what's going on with Nick Cannon?
So Nick Cannon is just really living his best life, right? And doing, well, like... just whatever he wants.
Okay.
And whoever he wants. He's on baby number 8, and he's hinted that there's 4 on the way. Now, we discussed this yesterday, and we were so confused. Yes, 4 on the way.
You know that protection's a thing, right?
I don't think he does.
Well,
okay, was it Chris Rock or one of the others who put like a dispenser?
They bought him a vending machine. Condom vending machine.
I don't know.
Yeah,
that's really interesting. You gave us his story a while ago, I think.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, they bought it. They bought it for him as a gift, like a joke gift. Like,
he's a vending machine.
Keep it in your pants.
I think it was Chris Rock.
Potentially. Well, a new video has come out overnight, and it's of Ryan Reynolds and Nick Cannon. But the gist is that Nick Cannon's jumping on board, helping promote Ryan Reynolds' alcohol brand.
Yeah.
And he's got a cocktail that he wants to share with the world.
It's almost Father's, and the one and only Ryan Reynolds asked me to help us all celebrate with the mother of all cocktails, the vasectomy. Lord knows I need one.
Lord knows he definitely needs one.
If you got four kids on the way
and you've already got eight,
you need one. Like, yes. Some men just, they should just get one. You know, when you just got so many kids left, right and center.
Sometimes you should.
Earlier in the show, we're talking about the guy who was selling his sperm on TikTok. 47 kids, his father. Maybe Nick Cannon's trying to break that record.
Potentially.
Who knows what records he's trying to break.
Yeah.
Also, J-Lo was opening up about the Super Bowl when she did it with Shakira. Apparently, she had a meltdown and there was a lot of drama behind the scenes because she didn't want to share the stage. She's been very honest about it. She said, no, I didn't feel the need to share the stage. I'm a big enough star, but, you know, I did it.
I loved, that was one of my favourite Super Bowl performances, I'm not going to lie.
Great Super Bowl, but I love how she's like, I'll give Shakira a bit of press and let her join my stage.
Well, she's splitting up with her partner at the moment, isn't she, Shakira?
Yes. She's getting a divorce after all of those tax evasion issues that she had.
Yeah, couldn't hip shake away out of that,
yes,
could she?
No.
Absolutely not. Thank you very much, Jackson.
The Novos.
The local airs.
Dustbin collector from the 1800s.
And on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You've got to collect your rubbish.
You're waking up with the Novos.
Meg and Crevo.
Only on Newcastle's new FM.
Yeah, it is a feel-good Friday, and we're going 105 minutes commercial-free for us with Jackson.
Doesn't it sound good as well? A crazed cherish.
Yes, this is what you need for Friday.
Dropped, yeah.
Get in there.
100%, yeah. Especially into a long weekend. Taylor Swift.
This is also a song.
Yeah, about a bad ex-boyfriend.
She's bitter, but she does it so well.
Screw you, Nick Jonas.
Yes.
You dirty dog.
Is it Nick Jonas that one was about?
I think so.
Who knows? Who can keep up?
Fatboy Slim as well.
Dancing in a shopping centre in this video. That was classy.
Am I correct in saying that Fatboy Slim is so cool, but he was also like a 60-year-old dude? Is that guy?
I think that... either that or Moby. One of the two.
Oh, no. I'm thinking about Moby.
Yeah, the bald guy?
Isn't it funny how DJs are always not what you expect?
No, unless it's Calvin Harris.
Oh, Fatboy Slim be old. Holy gooly.
This is a vibe, though.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Newcastle's only block of ad-free music. Feel Good Friday style kicking off for you after 9 o'clock this morning.
The Feel Good Feels, though, continue up next because we are meeting our very next New FM Nights
Kid.
How
good is this?
This is one of my favourite things to do because...
Money can't buy experience,
by the way. Right. These kids getting to run the ball out on game day. The Knights vs. Panthers this Sunday will be a great game. You can buy your own tickets or you can be our next New FM Knights Kid, newfm.com.au. Make sure you get your registrations in. We're going to meet the next New FM Knights Kid, though, in just a couple of minutes.
I love it. We'll do it next.
Register your details now at newfm.com.au for the chance to lead the mighty Newcastle Knights onto the field at McDonald Jones Stadium. Be our New FM Knights Kid.
Everyone wants to get this because it's a money can't buy experience.
Yeah.
And if you're, you know, a young whippersnapper who loves the Knights, there's no better way to fulfill, you know, your fantasy.
This is the thing that you will remember for the rest of your life.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Let's meet Lauren from Raymond Terrace. Hey, Lauren.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Doing really well. So your little one, Xavier, is obsessed with the Knights, right?
He certainly is. He certainly is. He loves Dom Young. He loves all the players, but Dom's his favourite. So
I was going to say, it also says here that he got a footy from Kalen Ponga.
Yeah, he got a footy a couple of weeks ago when they were handing them out, and he literally sleeps with it.
Oh, please.
it's bed. He's got the night's doona. He's got all that sort of stuff. And, yeah, he literally is on the pillow next to him.
Aww. That is the most cutest thing I have ever heard. Oh, my gosh. Now, does he know that he's going to be the night's kid?
He certainly does. He's, like, he's been jumping around the house. He's so excited.
Aww, practicing throwing that footy around. I love it. Well, he's going to be running out with the game ball at the night. This Sunday at McDonald Jones Stadium for the Knights versus Panthers. Congratulations. I hope he has the best time.
Thank you so much. He actually thought he was running out with the team, and I'm like, no, buddy, you get to run out by yourself, and his eyes just, like, blew out of his head.
All eyes at McDonald Jones Stadium are going to be on him.
So, yeah, he's pretty excited.
It's going to be so great. Oh, my goodness. Cute. You know what? This makes me smile so much because when you're a kid and you're in love with something like a team like the Knights,
yeah,
getting to hang out with them and they're running the game ball out, it just seems like something that only happens to other people.
That's right.
And then it happens to you when you just like...
It's you're making, you know, as part of what we do, this is one of the great parts of this job, is giving people experiences that they wouldn't normally get to do.
Absolutely.
What
a
thrill.
The only way you can get involved as well to be a Knights kid is you got to register newfm.com.au. So for the next home game as well after this, there'll be another Knights kid. So it could be your kid, actually.
That's right. If they're a big footy fan, get onto it.
Absolutely. Birthday lotto up next, Crevo.
Yes, that's right. $250 up for grabs. Already given it away twice this week.
Let's make it a triple threat.
Yeah, come on. 13 10 09, now's your chance if you were born in April.
All right, we're going to do it next. If you're born in April, 13 10 09.
The Novos. With only Nova Castrian winners.
Are you serious? You cannot be serious.
It's your chance at a stack of cash. Megan Krillos.
Thank you so much.
Birthday lotto.
You just made my day.
We have given this away twice this week.
Mm-hmm.
Can we make it a third? Going into a long weekend, someone $250 richer. We all know we spend a little bit extra on a long weekend.
Everyone does. You can't help it because, you know, even if you're staying at home, you go, oh, it's a long weekend. Let's go do this.
We get Uber Eats.
Yeah, or you go to the pub.
Or your online shop.
Yeah.
Because you're sleeping in on the Monday. Sunday night, you're sitting there scrolling on Amazon while you're watching TV. Oh, those shoes look good. Oh, that perfume sounds nice.
And suddenly, you're blowing your budget. Let's give away some money right now. Let's meet our contestant. It's Christine from Tanilba Bay. It's a personal carer working the long weekend and wants the cash for her grandkids. That's nice. How you doing, Christine? Hey, Christine.
Christine.
Yep.
Oh,
there she is.
Oh, hey, she's Christine. Not going anywhere.
Oh, she wants that money for the grandkids. I love that. What are you thinking of buying them with the money if you win?
Oh, they need lots of things. There's clothes. They're all growing.
Oh, you're taking them all to the toy shop, aren't you? You're being that grandma.
There's a few young ones that can go to their toy store, but all the rest are teenagers.
Oh, okay. So phone credit, most likely. That's all I wanted when I was a teenager. All I wanted was phone credit.
That's right.
Absolutely. Well, let's spin these birthday balls for you, Christine. Hopefully get you at $250 so you can be the cool grandma.
Plus, of course, to give it away for the third time this week, I'd be stoked.
I'd like to be here for once.
Yeah.
That'd be nice. All right, Christine, where are you born? What month is it in?
April.
I've lost it. Lost
April.
Track. 17th of April.
No.
Oh, bloody hell. We can't do it, can we? It's me. It has to be me.
Should I just come in... like on the weekend, maybe.
Draw the numbers out.
Draw the numbers in advance while you're not in the room.
Maybe that might need to happen.
All right.
But that means it's going up to $275
on
Monday.
That is true. You got
to
count your blessings.
Count your blessings there. 105 minutes commercial for you coming up next, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
Getting long weekend ready. David Guetta, Becky Hill. Oh, I love this. It's so good.
Such a vibe.
Bit of spice.
I love it.
Spice up your life. I'm assuming Crevo's going to do that over the long weekend.
Wannabe.
Yeah, but like spice up your life with the Spice Girls regardless.
But could we do Spice Up Your Life as well? Do a double shot of Spice Girls? I'm for that.
We should do one song for every single Spice Girl.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Including the ones to the left.
You hearing that, bosses?
There we go. There's an idea.
If you put all of those on, I will tune out.
And Lizzo as well.
This is going nuts on, like, any TikTok, Instagram reel.
My favourite lyrics of all time is, it's bad bish o'clock, it's thick 30.
Thick 30?
So good.
I am using that from now on. Oh, my God.
Isn't it great?
Time it is.
Love it. Mm-hmm. It's thick 30, baby. Alright, 105 minutes commercial free. Feel good Friday. Kick it off for you in minutes. Have a great long weekend. Remember, double demerits are enforced. We will see you on Tuesday.
Stay safe.
Bye.
See you then.